This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for April 21st, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported 4 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. So far this week, Public Health has reported a total of 15 cases, bringing up our numbers to 378. There are 67 tests pending and 14 active cases in isolation. As always, for the most recent numbers, visit the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County, Washington Government Facebook page. Tyler Vega, a 43-year-old computer consultant, has indicated that he plans to run for one of the 3 open city council seats, although he has not decided which one. As KPTZ reported last week, city council members Ariel Spezer, Pam Adams, and Michelle Sandoval have all announced that they will not be running for re-election this year. Vega told KPTZ that he is loosely aligned with 2 other candidates, the already declared Aislinn Diamanti, and another person he would not identify. Once filing week begins, the 3 of them will choose different seats so as to not run against one another. Vega said that many national issues, such as climate change and Medicare for All, can be addressed on a local level. He also said he favored carving up the golf course to accommodate housing alternatives. He suggested that the golf course build a pitch and putt facility, a game he enjoyed as a kid. Vega has run for office before. He challenged U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer in 2016 and David Faber, now Port Townsend's deputy mayor, in 2019. He dropped out of both races. He can offer us no guarantee that he would complete the campaign this year, saying that if he is running against someone he feels is better qualified for the office, he will back off, which is what happened 2 years ago with Faber. Informed by his recent research, Vega said that he did not realize how much work is required by a Port Townsend City Council member, and people need to care a lot about the issues to make such a sacrifice. He says he cares about the issues and for now is willing to commit to a campaign. Candidate filing week begins May 17th. You can file online, by mail, or in person through the Jefferson County Auditor's Office. If you are planning to run for a local office, contact us through news@kptz.org. The Port Townsend City Council voted Monday night to approve changes to the city code that will add some oversight to the financial workings of the Fort Worden PDA. This comes as the Fort Worden PDA continues to restructure its board in the midst of a financial insecurity and after news came out of former mismanagement of funds. The PDA expects the Washington State Auditor's Office to complete the accountability and financial audits by the end of the month, which should clarify the status of the alleged malfeasance and mismanagement. The city's ordinance, which passed unanimously, adds language to the city code that allows the city manager and city financial advisor to work with the fort and with Washington State Parks to create a financial oversight committee that will develop a monitoring program for the financial and operational performance of the Fort Worden PDA in carrying out its responsibilities. The Financial Oversight Committee will also be tasked with creating a corrective action plan for financial difficulties if needed. The ordinance is also accompanied by a memorandum of intent from the City Council to create a letter of agreement between the city, the PDA, and state parks that clarifies the roles and responsibilities of all 3 organizations and sets milestones for the future of the fort, including setting goals to submit a $20 to $30 million capital improvement plan for federal stimulus funding and amendments to the state park's master lease to fit with the reorganization. The memorandum is vital, said Mayor Michelle Sandoval at Monday night's meeting, because it highlights the fact that Fort Worden is a partnership between the PDA board, the city, and state parks, and that all 3 organizations must take part for the future of the fort. The City Council also voted Monday to extend their shutoff, late fee, and penalty suspension for utility accounts throughout the end of August 2021. Back at the beginning of the pandemic, the city manager and mayor signed a proclamation suspending shutoffs, late fees, and penalties for utility accounts through June 30th of 2020. Since then, there have been three extensions of this proclamation as the pandemic continues to affect residents of Port Townsend financially. The city does have a donation program fund for individuals who cannot afford to pay their utility fees because of the COVID-19 pandemic. To apply for funding, go to the city website, click Pay My Utility Bill. That will lead you to a page with a link to the application. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.